the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Commentary before we get to our special guest this morning and this weekend, as we saw the price of gasoline going up and up and up again, very reminiscent of what happened last year as a gasoline moved towards its peak of, I think, $4.17 a gallon. But you have to understand that the price of oil is totally manipulated. There's plenty of oil in the world. It is manipulated by the people who control the commodity exchange. The government looks the other way because they're all in bed in this thing together. Now, last year, as the price of oil and then gasoline and petroleum products rose, why, so did everything associated with it. In other words, trucking, transportation is going to go up. Airlines are going to be facing bankruptcy. They're already facing a $9 billion loss as far as the industry is concerned for this year anticipated. And of course, this is just going to be the straw that will break the camel's back for many airlines. Last year, many airlines went bankrupt. Why more will go bankrupt this year? And then, of course, this will be carried over into agriculture because, of course, the fertilizers that are used, many of them have a petrochemical base. The farming depended upon diesel fuel for the. And, of course, still last year, then it drove up the price of corn and everything in agriculture began going up rapidly last year, all tagged to the price of oil, which is intentionally being raised. Now, those of you who listen to our programs regularly know that Lindsay Williams had told me in early July that he had been told 6 weeks earlier that the price of oil was going to be intentionally dropped. And, of course, it was going to be intentionally dropped to precipitate the recession. What is happening now is the price of oil is going up. It's only going to prolong the recession and going to counter everything that is being done today by the Obama administration. And certainly, we find that some of the big hedge funds, specifically the one headed by John Paulson, who made a fortune last year when, of course, the subprime bubble burst, and everybody else in hedge funds was losing money. He was making money, of course, he had hired Alan Greenspan to tell him what was going on, and Alan Greenspan knew. He's part of the Trilateral Commission, CFR Bilderberger Complex, and John Paulson did very well last year. Well, John Paulson is going into gold and silver very heavily, and what's happening is he's buying it up. The price is dropping. Obviously, a manipulation on the part of the elite is to try to prevent him making a tremendous killing. But the price of all of these things is going to go up. The price of commodities going up. They're manipulating up intentionally the price of oil and everything which is related to oil. And that gets into drugs, petrochemicals, as well as transportation and you and I. And believe me, the whole economy is about to collapse again, but they're not going to tell the American people that, oh, the green sprouts are coming up, everything's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. Hang on to your hat, fasten your seatbelt, we're in for another terrible ride, and of course they're lying to you when they tell you things are getting better because they're not even trying to correct the housing market. They know what to do, they've refused to do it. Over 3.5 million people will lose their homes this year, and they know this is going to happen. 2.25 million people lost their homes last year, and the future looks bleaker and bleaker. Well, let's get into our special guest this morning. Deanna Spangola is a great historian. She's writing a book on on the power elite and the move towards world government. But if you don't read her articles, which appear regularly at News with Views, and you can go there and pull them down, they are excellent. She's doing a great job. But her recent article on the tragedy of Diego Garcia certainly caused me to ask her to come on this morning. Most people don't even know where Diego Garcia is, or why should we even give it a thought? After all, we live comfortably. Our government looks after us, or are they looking after us? And when you know and learn what they did to the people in Diego Garcia, could you trust this government to look after you? And remember, I'm not talking about my government and your government, the one we love, but the invisible government, which is a usurped authority and made mockery of our Constitution and our elective process. Deanna, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for asking me to be on.
You pick up the story there. I think it's a tragic story which most people have never heard of, and yet every American is responsible for what the invisible government has done to the tragic inhabitants or former inhabitants of Diego Garcia.
Okay. There's a group of islands, and they were discovered in the mid-1700s when a few French colonists settled on the island. It's in the middle of the, in an isolated area of the Indian Ocean. And they built some coconut plantations for the production of oil. And the labor was supplied by slaves who had been abducted from various regions in Africa, Madagascar, Senegal, and Mozambique. And from that time forward, from about 1760, there have been several generations of what is called the Chagos Islanders. And they established a shared heritage. They created a unique identity and spoke a common language, and they became the indigenous people of the Chagos Archipelago. And they lived there. Some of the islands are not habitable, but Diego Garcia is. And the islanders owned their own boats. They lived in shingles and thatched cottages. They fished, they gardened, they had beloved pets, they raised livestock, they had villages, a school, a church, a prison, a railway. It was peaceful, it was natural, it was a beautiful paradise, and they were happy and self-sufficient. And then, all of a sudden, in 1961, a total of 200 years from the time that these people first inhabited the island and became a culture, the U.S. took an interest in these islands. Rear Admiral Grantham of the U.S. Navy was charged with finding a suitable island for a military base that would give Washington domination in the Indian Ocean. And this is what ultimately happened.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment here. As we talk about the American Empire, the whole idea that America was to rule the world and we needed a permanent base in the middle of the Indian Ocean, and that's right where Diego Garcia is. We'll be back in just a moment.
Good news. The March of Faith Ministries presents Pastor Samuel Santos. Come and hear Pastor Santos, the man who died twice. In a 22-year span, he has been in 3 airplane accidents. 19 years ago, he fell on the ice and lost his memory totally. Doctors told his wife because of his age, he would never be normal again. This testimony can make a great impact in your life. In the last 15 years, Brother Santos has been used by God in a mighty way in the communist country of Cuba, establishing Bible schools all over that country. In the last 2 years, 2008 and 2009, he graduated 2,638 students. Pastor Santos will be speaking at the Berthoud Community Center, 248 Welch Avenue at 7:30 p.m. June 5th and 6th. The Johnstown Town Hall at 101 Charlotte Avenue, 7:30 p.m. June 12th and 13th. At the Milliken Town Hall, 1101 Broad Street, 7:30 p.m. June 19th and 20th. And in the town of Meade, 441 3rd Street, June 26th and 27th. For more information, call 303-883-5674. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Every year, a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya. You'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Moreno. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for large or special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates.
Well, this is Dan Mack here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Deanna Spingola. And basically, to understand what is going on, the invisible government wants to dominate the world. This is why we have our troops stationed in at least 130 nations throughout the world today, why our troops are still permanently stationed in Germany and Japan and South Korea long after the war has ended, why our troops will remain in the Middle East long after the war in Iraq is over and the war in Afghanistan is over, if it's ever over. But you must understand that this is the ultimate plan. So how are you going to dominate the world? Well, of course, we have our aircraft carriers to dominate the world. And all of this has to do with establishing the one world government and the destruction of our sovereignty and the destruction of our Constitution. But there are people who hate America, who hate freedom. They believe an elite should rule the world, and that's what it's really all about. That's what the invisible government, Trilateral Commission, CFR, Bilderbergers are all about. And so they've decided they want an island in the Indian Ocean. So you pick up the story, Deanna.
Right. Well, the island that they wanted, Diego Garcia, was part of the island nation of Mauritius, which was a British colony. And, of course, we didn't want the whole nation of Mauritius. We just wanted that one island. And so in February of 1964, there was a secret meeting between the Brits and the Americans held in London to try to figure out how to devise an approach for seizing the island. And so based on that secret meeting and the agreements, Britain informally granted Mauritius independence on November 8, 1965, and officially on March 12, 1968, on the condition that they would relinquish for £3 million complete control of the islands, particularly Diego Garcia. And as part of the scheme, the British government then established a new colony consisting of the Chagos Islands called the British Indian Ocean Territory. And this would facilitate clearing the island of the indigenous population because, of course, the American government did not want to have the island occupied. And so this total scenario, all of these agreements were against UN Resolution 1514, and there were condemnations from the United Nations regarding the dismembering of the whole territory, but those were ignored. So in December of 1966, Britain signed the agreement with the U.S. and gave the U.S. the largest of the islands, Diego Garcia, and this was given to the Pentagon for a total of 50 years. It was leased. Now, this lease can be extended. So,
but then the people were there, what about their property rights? I mean, after all, that was the United Nations all about, was to guarantee people their freedom and property rights.
Right, but of course the UN is simply an entity that is managed and directed by the one world proponents who are running the whole show. And so it didn't really matter what the UN said or what the resolution said. And, as you say, there were all these people that had been living there for over 200 years. And so the U.S. had to devise a depopulation program. And in order to do this, they needed London's help. And London received a generous $14 million discount on the purchase of a Polaris nuclear weapons system, which is made in the United States. And we've been sort of collaborating with Britain for a number of years. And the two administrations got together during the 60s to sweep and sanitize. Those are the exact words used in the American documents, to sweep and sanitize the islands. And there are files found in the National Archives that document this astonishing situation. So in 1966, to accommodate the unpeopling of the island, the British Foreign Office claimed that the indigenous islanders were actually just temporary contract workers who could be returned to Mauritius. Of course, they'd never lived there, and it was also 1,000 miles away. There were no records whatsoever to even indicate that these islanders had ever lived there. But they had to change, the Foreign Office, the British Foreign Office, had to convert their status in order to get rid of them. They had to make them short-term temporary residents, despite the fact that they had lived there for generations and generations.
Oh, it was all for show. There was no basis of truth in any of this, but it was all a lie because they couldn't let the American people know that they were taking away these people's homes and taking away their property and going to put them on another island, penniless and without help or hope, as we have done with people, as we did with the indigenous Indians here, and then we took away the property that we gave them, and constant violation of treaties that are signed, and people have to understand this is not our government that's doing it. It is the wicked and evil occult forces behind the scenes which have dominated American policy for a long time and been able to conceal their very existence from the American people. But go right ahead.
Right. Sir Paul Gore Booth, who is a permanent undersecretary at the Foreign Office in Great Britain, said in August 1966, and I quote, "We must surely be very tough about this. The objective of the exercise was to get some rocks that will remain ours. There will be no indigenous population except seagulls." Another British official said that the islanders would be simply a floating population, and we would just have to make up the rules as we go along. So there were about 2,000 individuals who lived on the island, and they were technically British subjects, but they were never, never at any time consulted or informed of any of these administrative changes. They were never told that their status was changed. They were not aware that a military base, a U.S. military base, was going to be established. And they were simply not told. Now, the U.S. Congress authorized the building of the base in December 1970. Now, I don't know whether the U.S. Congress was told that the island was populated. I don't know whether they were told that the population would be removed, relocated, without any resources, finances, or help.
They usually don't tell Congress much of anything. They don't know what's going on. They're simply told what to do, and sounds like a good idea, you know. America's got to protect itself from the wicked communists who we've been financing since their inception, so we'd have an enemy. So we could justify all of these imperialistic programs. So go right ahead.
Now, up until March of 1971, Diego Garcia's main source of income was from the profitable copra oil plantation. Now, one time, copra oil from there and other oil islands actually provided the fine machine oil and fuel to light European lights. And But they're still producing it. And during the approximately 170 years of plantation life, coconut harvests on Diego Garcia remained fairly constant. And they continued to to produce this. And Britain had purchased the copra companies and, unfortunately, immediately closed them down. But they still had lots of... They were still independent. The islanders were still very independent. Now, Washington didn't want to have a population problem, which is what they called it, a population problem. And so the British officials devised the complete sterilization, and I quote, the complete sterilization of the archipelago. They withdrew crucial services, blocked supply ships carrying food and medicine to Diego Garcia. And
are you there, Deanna?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead. They blocked the ships, almost like the embargo of the islands.
Right.
Really, literally just starving the people out.
Right. As they sanctioned it. And who had left the island temporarily for urgent medical or other legitimate reasons were then not permitted back on the island. And this started in 1971. Imagine just leaving the island thinking, well, you know, I've got to go and get some help or go have an appointment and not being able to come back. And so the British did not allow these people to return, and they called them transient laborers, and they left them in Mauritius. Now, the Americans had, by that time, arrived on the island, and they were charged under Sir Bruce Greatbatch, who is the governor of another island, was charged with the sanitizing project. And he began by rounding up about 1,000 pets. Now, the islanders did have a lot of pets, and he rounded up about 1,000 of them who were then gassed using the exhaust fumes from American military vehicles. Now, not all of these animals died from the gassing. Now, this is very similar to...
Deanna, you're cutting out. Are you there? Well, we seem to be having trouble. Deanna, are you there? Hopefully our producer can get Deanna back on again. But, I mean, the way that the people were treated, they started out by gassing their animals. And then, of course, the people see this. How can you do this to us? I mean, you're not even supposed to be here. We're not American citizens. And then the Americans are coming in, gassing their animals, and then, of course, as time goes by, they eventually round the people up and forcibly expel them from Diego Garcia onto another island. No compensation. They lose their homes. They lose their property. They lose their culture. They lose their heritage. They lose everything. And not a word in the controlled media here in the United States any more than the average person has ever heard of Operation Keelhaul, where at the end of the Second World War, the United States and its allies, Canada, United States, Great Britain, Sydney, France, and they simply rounded up almost 6 million Russian citizens, many of them had escaped from communism or hated communism. Some of them had escaped from communism after the revolution in 1918. And yet, of course, they were all rounded up and sent back to Russia to be killed. How could you possibly supervise the murder of, they didn't all die immediately. A couple of million of them weren't killed, but they were all simply disenfranchised. They could never hold a job again in Russia. They were simply people without homes, without identities. But about 4 million of them were killed, 2 million immediately, simply lined up and shot down by our good friends, the communists, who we'd financed, and then another 200,000 sent to the Gulag Archipelago to die, and another 2 million. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead. Don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Anyway.
Well, I think maybe it's the gremlins, or maybe they just don't want the story out. You were talking about the gassing of the animals. Go right ahead.
Right. Okay.
Deanna? Well, I don't know what's going on. I'm going to have to get our producer on this. We can't have this story cutting in and out, so I'll just go on with the what happened with Operation Keel Haul. This was an agreement between FDR and Stalin and Churchill, and they were all involved in the occult to send these people back to be killed. We abandoned 20 to 25,000 American soldiers who died in the Gulag after the Second World War. You've never heard of that, but we have the report from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee available. Hello?
Years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Barra Survival is your one-stop shop for all your family preparedness needs. Barra Survival carries high-quality, long-term, storable food from Mountain House with a 25-year shelf life. Come by and pick up some high-quality, organic, bulk grains like wheat, quinoa, corn, and barley. Filter your drinking water through the world-famous British Birkfeld water filtration system and reduce or remove bacteria, chlorine, parasites, sediment, and rust for the best-tasting water for pennies a day. Pick up a three-day kit from Survivor Industries for the car. Barra Survival also carries a huge selection of hard-to-find books from Paladin Press and Desert Publications. Barra Survival is located at 3366 South Broadway, three blocks north of Hamden in Inglewood. Call Barra Survival at 1-866-781-0343 or on the web, www.fserve.com. Prepare your family. Visit Barra Survival today.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
A prom or graduation should never be ruined by a drunk driver. Someone who has overdone it should never attempt to drive after a party. Don't let it be your child. Make this a time that's safe for everyone. That message courtesy of Elizabeth Locker Plant Incorporated at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth. Specializing in naturalized aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call Elizabeth Locker Plant at 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943 and the Hunsley family are on the air because they care.
Fortunately, we have Deanna back. Now, how long, I don't know. But certainly you can read her article at News with Views. This is an important subject. If you want the verification on Operation Keel Haul, you can go up on the Internet and you can find out about it there. Totally blocked out from our textbooks. Never taught in our colleges. I mean, what a terrible thing it was that Adolf Hitler killed 6 million Jews, but you never hear about Operation Keel Haul. Where they killed, or at least killed 4 million and disenfranchised 2 million of the people who were forcibly repatriated who didn't want to return to Russia. You'll never hear about the 20 to 25,000 American soldiers who were abandoned. We do have a DVD on the Operation Keel Haul, but the information has been totally suppressed in America. The We do have a report from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on the 20,000 to 25,000 American patriotic soldiers. Many were drafted into service to go fight the wicked Nazis, you know, who were and died in the communist prison camps that we were financing after the Second World War. We do have that report and the DVD available for you. Our number 1-800-548-927. But let's hope that Deanna now can tell you the rest of the story. Hi, pick up the story there, Deanna. You were talking about, you know, how that they were simply gassed the animals. What justification did they have for gassing the pets?
Well, I think that if you it's intimidating. If the powers that be can gas animals, then they can also gas people.
Right.
And so this was a form of intimidation. And they rounded up these pets, 1,000 of them, and not all of the animals died from the gassing. And so what Great Batch did, Sir Bruce Great Batch did, is that he used one of the long, low brick sheds that had been used in the production of the coconut oil, and he used the two shelves. The shed contained two shelves, one above the other. The upper shelf held coconut flesh, and the lower shelf was used to set fire so that it would draw the extra oil and whatnot from the coconut. And so what they did, they took a ton of husks. They put them inside of this big shed, and they started it afire. They put the animals, they used, with the aid of rifles, strips of strychnine-laced beef and whips made from palm fronds to round up the rest of the dogs. They were all herded up, the ones that were not gassed initially. They herded them up and dumped the dead ones and the live ones.
Well, I guess somebody doesn't want you to hear the story. Deanna's dropped off again.
I'm sorry. I'm still here.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. And so what Sir Bruce Great Bunch did is that he dumped all these animals in there. He restoked the fires, and the live animals and the dead animals were completely consumed.
Heroic? Were the Americans involved in this?
No, they were not. They were not. But I'm certain they knew about it.
Who did it then? Was it the British soldiers?
The British. The British. It was under the jurisdiction of Sir Bruce Greatbunch, who was the governor of one of the other islands.
And when you're in the military, you do what you're told to do, ladies and gentlemen. And when they tell the American soldiers around American citizens, an awful lot of them are going to do it. After all, if you don't do it, they will shoot you or put you in prison. Power corrupts, but unfortunately there is total evil both in Great Britain and here. And believe me, we're heading towards a ruthless dictatorship. If they could kill the dogs, they could kill the people, and I'm sure that was the message they wanted to get out, wasn't it?
Right, right. They did use American military vehicles to gas the animals, so it was a combined operation. So anyway, when the dogs were taken away from them, the children screamed and cried, and they still remember this incident. And so the remaining
population... Oh, this has never happened before. Deanna, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So the population was loaded up onto ships, and they were operated by Rogers and Company, which was a British company. They had to leave everything there. Only one suitcase was allowed. This is just like
we did with the Japanese during the Second World War.
Exactly.
Round them up and put them in concentration camps when they were loyal American citizens.
Right.
Of course, the Japanese were not subversives here in the United States, and they did the same thing to the American citizens they did to the people there of Diego Garcia. So go right ahead.
Okay. All personal family records were confiscated, records of births, deaths, marriages, their entire history was
their entire history, they no longer were human beings. And this was done with the full support of the American government, the invisible government, the wicked and evil forces that dominate our country. Deanna, are you there?
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So this operation, this depopulation operation, occurred between July 27, 1971, and May 26, 1973. Everybody was forcibly removed from the island. Okay, there was no resettlement assistance. There was no integration. There was no benevolent assimilation. They simply, the ships went to Mauritius. They dumped them off on the decks, and that was it. That was all.
They weren't compensated for seizing their property. They weren't compensated for losing their homes. Now, how do they live?
Actually, didn't care how they lived. Basically, they were dumped penniless on the docks, and these egregious actions condemned the islanders and their families to deep depression and poverty. Some of them received minimal compensation after waiting 7 years. 90% of the island's former inhabitants could not find employment, and they barely existed in the slums of Mauritius. Now, Mauritius was already suffering from high unemployment and considerable poverty.
Now, how big an island is that?
I am not sure what the population is. It's relatively small. They did have oil. Standard interest in that island. But they are, you know, it's just a poor island, about 560 miles or so from India. And, you know, they were already in a desperate situation in that particular island nation. And so to have 2,000 more people, you know, dumped on the island, literally dumped on the island, just aggravated the situation. And you can also understand that the citizens of that island certainly resisted the people that were coming in.
Sure. And, of course, what a terrible situation. But that could never happen in America, or could it? The same forces are at work here today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, the fact that America our guest, Deanna Spingola. Deanna, before you go on with this story, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out?
Yes, it's Spingola.com.
Spingola.com. Okay, fine. Go right ahead with the story.
Okay, so the Islanders were just dumped on the docks, Pinellas. And, of course, the people on that nation island certainly resented the extra mouths, the extra people that would have to be considered. And so, of course, they didn't consider them at all. What happened is that their diet, when they could eat, was very different from what they were used to. Remember that they were self-sufficient, and they had never experienced any kind of discrimination. And here they were in a place they'd never really been to. There were no low-paying domestic service jobs, nothing. They could not find any help. They suffered discrimination. They were only allowed to stay in the slums. They lived in the slums. Of course, they attempted through the courts to get back to their island. They were never allowed to go back, and the island became a base, as and they said in the Pentagon referred to it as an indispensable platform, and I quote, indispensable platform for policing the world. And since 2001, Diego Garcia is one of the destinations for CIA rendition flights and is the location of one of the CIA's secret prisons program. And this was confirmed by a U.S. general and the Council of Europe, a human rights watchdog. On November the 3rd, 2000, the Foreign Office issued a new immigration ordinance order that ensured that Diego Garcia would remain as a secret place that on the planet, according to a U.S. official. So it's just the government's great big huge secret. And despite court actions by the islanders, they have not been allowed to go back. And by 1996, there were at least 4,000 American sailors and contractors that live on the island. There are two bomber-capable runways, each 2.5 miles long. There are two nuclear-cleared berths, a network of jetties and piers, the great huge natural deep-water lagoon has anchorages for 30 ships. The skyline of the island has been speared by arrays of towers, space tracking domes, oil, petrol, and aviation fuel dumps. There are barracks, weapons ranges, and training areas. By the summer of last year, the U.S. government was calling Diego Garcia, as I mentioned, an indispensable platform, absolutely central to the American strategy for policing the Middle East.
For American empire to control that part of the world. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And it has nothing to do with fighting communism. I mean, we finance communism in China and in Russia and throughout the world, and even the Communist Party here in the United States, primarily financed by the FBI in the name of fighting those wicked communists. And they are wicked communists. Unfortunately, they've been financed by American, the occult forces in our own country. And nobody's, most Americans never even heard of the plight of the people. But, of course, if we could do that to them, why would we think that God wouldn't allow retribution here in America? Go right ahead, Deanna.
Well, the personnel that are there now, ironically, call this base Camp Justice. Now, if they actually knew the history, they might reconsider that designation. Military flights are the only authorized flights in and out of Diego Garcia, and they also run flights from Diego Garcia to Singapore. Commercial and military flights are available from Singapore. The facilities on the island include a gymnasium, clubs, a galley, a ship store, a library, a post office, the Navy Federal Credit Union, a community bank, and a chapel. And the sports activities on the island include windsurfing, golf, and marlin fishing, fish that used to feed the indigenous residents. This is very sad. I have a very warm heart, a very tender heart towards these poor people. And I can understand how they might feel, how they must feel to be wrenched from their homes, to have their pets destroyed, their lives destroyed, their culture destroyed, and to have such no response from the people who purport to be concerned about the other peoples of the world. And I believe that our country, the common people in our country, if they knew the story, they would be outraged. And I think that most people know about the Native Americans and the broken treaties, and they know about slavery, and they think, oh, well, that was you know, decades ago, that was centuries ago, we don't do that kind of thing anymore. But in fact, we do. And
men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And the American people can say, well, we didn't know. But if you heard the program, you do know. And are you going to get involved in this effort to expose the evil forces, and they really are evil, that make up our invisible government, that is using our wealth and power to dominate the world in preparation for the coming of the new world leader?
You know, it's an interesting thing about the island is that they knew, they also have technology there on the island that they knew about tsunami in the Indian Ocean in December of 2004 that resulted in the slaughter of 250,000 people.
Hey, we're out of time, Deanna. God bless
okay.
you. Thanks
Thank
so much.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Got a home project of mine, but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KH&Z sent you, and you appreciate their support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Our friends at the Wild Bird Center take this special time to remind listeners that our children and young adults are our future. That's why we need to educate them on the dangers of drug abuse, so take a moment to let them know you care. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy Memorial Day.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, time here at the American Freedom Network, and we do hope that you enjoyed our conversation with Deanna Spingola. If you'd like, of course, the information on Operation Keel Haul, we do have a DVD on this. If you'd like, of course, to get the information on the men we abandoned during the Second World War, 20 to 25,000 American servicemen were allowed to perish in the Gulag. Not one of them ever was repatriated. They knew this. The information's been kept concealed from the American people so we could justify continuing our support and financing of world communism. We have both of these. Are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can check it out on the Internet. Fortunately, we do have the Internet. And then decide to join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And if you're not involved, then you are part of the problem, because men and women do become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And think of the plight of the people on Diego Garcia and how they must have felt when their pets were rounded up and gassed as a warning of what could happen to them if they resisted. And think of those 6 million Russians who were sent back, most of them were to perish, with the full help and support of the American and British military. And understand that there really are evil people who want to kill off most of the population of the world. And if you doubt that, you need, of course, to get my material on the planned population agenda, the population control agenda. You can pull it down off our internet site at radioliberty.com, or we'll be glad to send you a free copy if you just call us at 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll get something from us, because it's expensive and we've got to maintain our financial base to continue reaching out on almost 60 outlets every week, or over 60 outlets, at least letting people, some people, know the truth about what's going on. So remember our number, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. You need to get our talk on the financial Armageddon with the syllabus that goes with that, our talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that, and our talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness and the book that goes with that. And then you need to commit yourself, because, ladies and gentlemen, you are responsible for the things that have been done with your tax money, whether you want to be or not. And you have an obligation. Pay your taxes so that you can remain in the fight. But get involved, because time is short. We're heading into a true financial Armageddon. They're raising the price of oil to precipitate another crisis. And you think the last one was bad? You haven't seen anything yet. Over almost 1.8 million Americans have lost their homes this year. And the Obama plan is not designed to save the homes. About 15% of the homes that were foreclosed on in the month of May, and that was over 430,000 homes, only 15% of them were actually saved by the Obama plan, because it's not designed to keep people in their homes. But they've got to give you the impression they're trying. Oh, we have no idea. We're doing everything we can. We're so concerned about the people losing their homes. And, of course, what's happening is the banks, which, of course, control this whole thing, are getting control of those homes. Many of them aren't even being put on the market to keep the price from plummeting too rapidly, but the price of homes is going to continue going down. And more people are going to lose their jobs. We're already up to 9.4% unemployment. It'll be almost over 10% by the end of this year. And then, of course, going to 10, 12, and 14%. This is not imaginary. It's very real. Well, Dr. Stan, until tomorrow at the same time, please pray for Radio Liberty. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
have a party.